traveling to space doesn't just take math. It doesn't just take engineering. It takes chutzpah. It takes storytelling. It takes so many people coming together with a vision that inspires them. And that is what we need in the space age, and that is what I want to bring. You are listening to Space Midrash. This is episode 7, titled, Why Drash on Space? In this episode of Space Midrash, we're going to turn inward and explain our mission, vision, and game plan. We will discuss what is Jewish civilization, what is the space age, and how does Space Midrash fit in. My name is Jacob. I'm a father of four, and my daughter, who's a kindergartner, recently asked me what does Space Midrash mean. And while I explained to her what the title means, she asked me to make an episode explaining this. But to do that, I feel I also need to get into why I'm doing this. Why I believe in doing this is that the space age, with all its prosperity and advancement, is going to bring about a huge narrative collapse. Great thinkers had already saw this coming. Carl Jung had described it. But it doesn't have to be frightening, especially for established cultures and civilizations that can embrace the unknown and channel it through storytelling. So this is Space Midrash Episode 7, Why Drash on Space? I say Jewish civilization. What is it? We're on a mission to probe the intersection of Jewish civilization in the space age. I've chosen those phrases curiously and contentiously. I was very deliberate in what I did here. I say Jewish civilization because I want to take a broad look, one that is inclusive forwards and backwards of the many cultures, places, moments, and contradictory ideas that comprise Jewish civilization. It's easy to be myopic and miss out when thinking big, like as big as humanity or space. One of the largest struggles for Jewish communities worldwide, especially in the 21st century, is how to think of ourselves now and moving forward. Religion, nation, culture, ethnicity, belief, or politics are only tags on individual Jewish people, or just moments in the vast database that is Jewish civilization. When we elevate above the earth and look back down, and look inward, we can fit those attributes into this ancient yet diversely enduring mosaic. So I say Jewish civilization because what is Jewish can only be really approached through discussion, through storytelling, through life. That is Jewish civilization. That's the first component of Space Midrash. Next, we're going to discuss the space age. Turn on the news and you will see a rocket launch every single week. High schoolers are sending up science experiments into the space station, plans of Mars, plans of hotels, orbiting above the Earth. It's an amazing time to be alive. The space age is not just a pursuit of science or technology. The space age is a paradigm change. Our concept of space on Earth tends to be linear and flat. And we think the solar system is like this disk and all the planets are on the same level. But really, space is moving out in every infinite direction. And there is just an infinite amount that we have not even begun to know. And the space age is where we've come as a humanity. Cognitively, we can understand things we can only see as blips on our radar. And we can imagine it. And we've reached this technical point where we're deep into the space age. It's 2022. There are new companies and startups, as well as students of all ages participating in the science and the industry that is outer space. And it is calling and catalyzing people to come forward into it. The space age is the possibility for humanity to see ourselves in a bigger way than we do right now. I've created Space Midrash as a special show. Space Midrash is my mission to probe the intersection of Jewish civilization and the space age. The truth is, we're on a ball floating through space, and our technology has brought us to the point where we can no longer live in ignorance of that fact. Instead, we're being thrust forward into that reality. As a result, much of the storytelling that we've told for generations will not hold up scrutiny against what we're coming to know. It's not the end. It actually means the continuity of who we're always evolving into being. And the only way to be present is to be storytelling. To tell the story of how we got here and where we're going. Jewish history has been one of narrative collapse, of historical and social change. Yet in every episode in history, Jewish people have looked into their present moment, they drew on the past, and they told a powerful story that inspired and brought Jewish civilization forward into a new, previously unimaginable future. So Space Midrash is these two words, space being this infinite, awe-filled cosmos that's just begging us to come and know it, to become greater through it. In Midrash, it's this Jewish word. It's this means to uncover or to inquire, to find a deeper meaning by considering what's lacking in a story, or what's just one word that we could go deeper into, or what's something we've known for the longest amount of time. So now we can tell it anew, in a new way that we can hear right now with what we've learned since the story was first told. So Space Midrash is that I want to retune, recalibrate, make this a moment where Jewish civilization worldwide can look at itself and look at each other and look forward. This is the time to reinvent chutzpah for humanity. And so I see that Midrash is this opportunity, because everyone's talking about science or technology or money. I want to talk about society and people and value in the space age. So that is why I made Space Midrash. I want to drash. I want to say what's not being said. I also want to inspire, because at every point in time that Judaism and Jewish civilization had to reinvent itself, in the longer term, that was better for what was Jewish, and it was good for what is humanity in the world. If the magnitude of human experience is going to exponentially grow because of the space age, then what is Jewish? And what could be Jewish leadership can also exponentially grow. And so that's why there's Space Midrash. Let's drash about it. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Let's turn it over as much as we can so that we can tell a story that inspires us to be the greatest version of ourselves. But if we don't consider it now, we may not be able to lead ourselves through this transition. So with that, Space Midrash is born. I appreciate you listening. 7 episodes in, I've written a few articles, I've had 100 conversations. We're just at the beginning. There's so much more conversation to have. I hope this is a good enough explanation for my daughter Shiraz, who asked me to do this episode. I do it for her, I do it for all my kids. I love you so much. I hope that you become astronauts, or if you're in a space station, that I can come visit. This has been Space Midrash, episode 7. Come over to the episode page, spacemidrash.com/7, SEVEN, just the word, spacemidrash.com/7. From there, you'll get a quick recap of what I've discussed in this episode, as well as you can sign up for our mailing list. If you join the Space Midrash list, you will receive news at the intersection of Jewish civilization and the space age, as well as some exclusive opportunities for Jewish space swag and opportunities to meet Jewish space personalities. So please, come join the list. You can find it on this episode page, spacemidrash.com/7. From there, you'll find a widget and be able to sign up for our list. If you're enjoying Space Midrash, there's 2 things I'd like you to do. Please come over to facebook.com/spacemidrash and like our page. We want to grow our community, and it would mean a lot if you liked us there. Secondly, wherever you're listening, please leave us a review. It would help other people connect with this mission. Thank you so much for listening and your support to Space Midrash. This has been episode 7 of Space Midrash, titled Drashing on Space. I'm Jacob Sager. I believe in an ethical, artful, and inclusive humanity thriving amongst the cosmos. We will only get there if we can tell the story that will inspire us to become those people. I've created Space Midrash to probe the intersection of Jewish civilization and the space age and uncover the chutzpah we need to get that storytelling going. Space Midrash is written by me, Jacob Sager, and recorded in Austin, Texas, and produced by Brand New Colors.